What up, everyone? This is Joel Sid, and you are tuned into Crypto Chain X. We'll be talking about Binance today. What we'll be covering in today's topic will be what is Binance, what you can do with Binance, how you can go about trading or buying different crypto assets on Binance. So super excited to talk to you guys about this. So without wasting any time, let's do this. So welcome back, guys. So Binance is one of those exchanges that really blew out of the park. Like, I mean, they were founded in 2017 and this is 2018, literally like about a year or so ago. And right now they are one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world. And they have an overall market share of $1.3 billion. How many companies do we know? Well, I can't recall of that many companies, but I mean, a year ago, you are nobody, and a year or so ago, you have $1.3 billion. I mean, that's ridiculous. Changpeng Zhao is the founder of Binance. He founded Binance in 2017. Before finding Binance, he was one of the team members of OKCoin, and he was a CTO, chief technology officer over there. And I think he must have decided, you know what? As opposed to being a chief technology officer, why not be a billionaire? And then he started his Binance exchange. So let's talk about how Binance is different than Coinbase, because we talked about Coinbase earlier. So Binance is crypto to crypto exchange versus Coinbase is your fiat currency to crypto exchange. So you can take your US dollar, Canadian dollar, or euro, and you can go ahead and buy Bitcoin or your Litecoin, Ethereum on Coinbase. So fiat currencies to your crypto assets or cryptocurrencies. However, at this point, Coinbase only has four cryptocurrencies. It's Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum, and I think Bitcoin Cash. So these are the ones they currently have, but they have released a report where they are exploring options to add 37 extra crypto assets, and they will be all across. So that's going to be a game changer. But up until now, this is August 2018. Binance is totally the place to go because Binance has all the crypto assets. I would say not all the crypto assets, like all the reliable ones, like the ones that like people have seen volume and people like to trade. Binance has that. Binance also has their own Binance coin. And reason you want to be using Binance coin is because using Binance coin gives you discounts. So the way I do it, and most people who do this and buy any kind of crypto assets that's not on Coinbase, is the best way to go about doing this is I have account on Coinbase. So you will go, you will buy whatever crypto assets you want to buy on Coinbase. Then you will transfer them to Binance account. Once they are in the Binance account, you can like go ahead and start trading right away. If you have Ethereum, Bitcoin, or Litecoin, whatever coin that you have, you can start trading right away. But a lot of people, what they do is to save on their fees, because there's a fee to trade. I don't do day trading, but a lot of people do day trading, and they usually capitalize on what you call the swings. So let's say, and this is hypothetical, so let's say Bitcoin is right now trading at $6,500 and suddenly there's a jump of $500. So now it's at $7,000. So people will make money in between when the price of any kind of crypto asset, or in this case, Bitcoin, jumps. And when you make that money, you have fees that you have to pay Binance, obviously, because you are using their platform. So when you use BNB, which is Binance coin, What happens is, which usually trades around, I would say, $13. Right now, it's a little bit lower, but $13 to $17. It has gone as high as $17 to $18. Within the first year, you get 50% discount on trading if you use Binance Coin. Second year, you get 25%. Third year, you get 12%. Fourth year, you get 6.75% discount. And fifth year, there is no discount. So let's see in the future what they bring out. But as of right now, this is the breakdown. And this is why most people like to use Binance Coin. And Binance Coin is also available on CoinMarketCap. So you can see how it has fluctuated in the past versus now and where it's going to go. Some people just go and trade Binance Coin. You can do that too. So when Binance Coin was announced initially, when they did their ICO, there were 100 million Binance Coins they offered to everyone who participated in their ICO. And total supply of Binance Coins will be around 200 million coins. And it's a Ethereum-based coin, so it's ERC-20 token. And approximately at the time of its launch, it's one Ethereum equals to 2,700 Binance Coins. So right now, it just varies, but it might be just different at this point. But the cool fact is that by some time, they haven't disclosed when, by at some given point, half of the total Binance Coins will be destroyed. So what that's going to do is, like, that's what people speculate, that will inflate the price of your Binance Coin significantly. And some of the use cases for Binance Coin would be, like we talked about, you can use for trading. Binance also, they have their launchpad where you can do token sales. So you can also use that. Apparently, you can use Binance Coin with vendors. I haven't seen personally. Maybe I missed something. So if you guys have seen something where Binance BNB coin is being used somewhere, please let me know. And Binance Coin will also be used in the future. Binance acquired this decentralized exchange, so it'll be used on that. So these are the benefits of using Binance, because it has a lot more crypto assets than its competitors, and it's safe, secure. Binance is growing crazy. They recently opened their offices in Uganda. So in Uganda, you can walk into their actual location and you can take your, I don't know the currency there, but you can take your fiat currency and you can buy Bitcoin or Ethereum and you can trade that way, which is really cool. And I think their effort is to provide banking to the unbankable, because there are a lot of people, not just in Uganda, other parts of Africa like Kenya, Tanzania, Nigeria, you name it, where people don't have bank accounts. People don't have maybe that trust, or they live in such remote areas that they just don't have access to banks, so they don't go and create bank accounts. But if they can put their money into something like this, that would make sense. Now, you guys might be wondering how these individuals who don't even have access to bank accounts, they're living in such remote areas, how exactly are they going to have access to internet so they can go and buy these crypto assets? So as funny as it sounds, most of these individuals, they have access to phones, mobile phones with data. Yes, mobile phones with data. Reason I'm saying is, I have traveled to some of these most remote areas around the globe, and I was shocked myself. For example, I'll give you an example. About 4 years or so ago, I was in Serengeti in Tanzania and Kenya. And over there, there's a tribe called Maasai's. They live in middle of the forest, like a Serengeti forest. But when we went there and we just kind of got to know them, they all had cell phone. And this was like 4 or 5 years ago. So think about it. Right now, they, like, no matter what we think, sitting in North America or Europe, these countries, they have skipped the whole generation of having landlines or so. So just to keep it simple and precise, is majority of these countries, they are developing countries, and the individuals living in remote areas, they do have access to cell phones and smartphones, Android to be specific. Only issue being, when you put your money in crypto assets, because they are so highly volatile, it doesn't make sense unless you put your money into something like a stablecoin, which is backed by actual currency. One piece of advice to every single one of you. If you were to go and watch YouTube videos, you will see a lot of people are talking and boasting about trading on Binance, this and that. It's a great exchange. It's reliable. They have been around for, well, they have been around for just a year, but they have gained really good reputation that they are here to stay and they want to do different things. They don't want just to be a money-making cycle. They want to give back. They want to develop. They want to develop this space. So their intentions are in right area. But here's the thing. Because cryptocurrency and crypto assets is such a volatile market, you want to do your due diligence before you go in. And trading, again, people have lost a lot of money. Take your own caution, man. Like, I mean, try not to do it. But hey, if you're here just to do that, by all means, use your caution, learn about all that stuff. So how you get started with Binance is you create an email account. Ideally, it's better to have an email account that's not Google or Yahoo. And I'll tell you why. Because you need to have an encrypted email because you will be transacting so much money. And even if you're transacting $100 to $200, like you want something encrypted. And a lot of people, what happens is they use their Gmail, they use the same browser that they use in Chrome, and they ended up getting hacked. So the best way you can go about doing is open your email in something like Proton Mail or something, right? It's an encrypted email service, and I believe it's free. Yeah, it's free for a certain amount, like certain capacity. Over that, you have to pay. But so far, it's encrypted. And they're also going into what you call ICO stage, the Proton Mail. But overall, Proton Mail has been around for quite some time. They provide good service. And then once you have your email address created, make sure your password is not just one of those generic passwords. Get one of those password generators, kind of like Avast has a free one that I use personally. You can also use LastPass. You can also use, there are numerous other generators. Like they generate these passwords and they also keep your username and passwords in it. So the cool thing is, as opposed to remembering all these crypto passwords and different email passwords, what you can do is you need to remember only one password that will unlock this, what you call password generator or password manager. And some of these ones are really good. They are relatively cheap. Some of them are super free. So make sure you have a password key that's not just generic. If you have generic, well, that's your risk. Make sure don't do that. And once you have the email and everything created, go ahead, create a Binance account. They will send you what you call a confirmation. They will request you to verify who you are because there's different levels. There's level one, there's level two, and level three. At level one, you don't need to, but at level one, you can only transact very limited amounts. At level two, where you can, I think, and withdraw up to $10,000 out of your Binance account, you will have to show your ID. So basically, you have to validate and you have to make let Binance know who you are and what exactly you are doing over there. Binance overall, good product, good exchange, very different model than Coinbase because it's crypto to crypto, and they have a bright future and they have a lot of coins. So enjoy, make sure you do your due diligence. Don't fall for the hype, because hype and FOMO, that can make you lose a lot of money and a lot of nights of sleep. So just stay patient, do your due diligence. And here's the thing, more you learn, more you will know about this stuff, more confident you're going to feel. And a lot of traders, like a friend of mine, like he does a lot of trading. And if you go and ask a lot of these traders, and I'm not bashing down on any traders, but a lot of traders, they only care about like your market prices going up and down. Very few traders will know the details of what exactly these coins are, what these tokens are, what kind of what you call platform they're built on, what's their use cases, because their end goal is not to invest for long term. They're either going to sell it or they're going to keep it, because they are looking at those really small or maybe it could be large ranges of prices going up and down. I really think you need to do your due diligence. You need to learn about this stuff before you go and put money into it. If you have money to blow, hey, it's your money. Do what you want to do. So until next time, be kind to yourself, be kind to others, and take care.